Mitch McConnell was crystal clear about the stakes over the next 2 years. Just before the midterms, he famously told the National Journal, "The single most important thing we want to achieve is for President Obama to be a one-term president." 2 days after the election, he doubled down, saying he didn't regret the comment and adding, "The fact is, if our primary legislative goals are to replace the health spending bill, to end the bailouts, cut spending, and shrink the size and scope of government, the only way to do all these things is to put someone in the White House who won't veto all these things." Over time, McConnell's single most important thing would come to symbolize how disconnected the political games in Washington were from the concerns of ordinary Americans. Their number one priority was a better life for themselves and their kids, which required a better economy, which in turn required politicians to work together. McConnell's Senate colleagues knew that in truth, neither beating Obama nor helping the economy was his true priority. The minority leader's number one goal was retaking the Senate for Republicans so that he could be majority leader again. The biggest threat over the next 2 years to McConnell's dream wouldn't be Democrats, but his more dangerous adversaries, House Republicans. If they messed with Medicare, he might not pick up the 3 Senate seats he needed to take power. When he heard McConnell's statement, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid told his spokesman Jim Manley, "My number one priority for the next 2 years is to re-elect Obama." Even if Reid didn't mean it literally, he managed a legislative calendar that would not be dictated by the White House's political calculations. The private comment made its way down Pennsylvania Avenue to Pete Rouse and to the president. Naturally, it bound Obama more closely to the majority leader. If re-election was the central goal, Obama would have to do something to re-engage and re-energize his base. In 2010, the proportion of young voters fell by a third from 2008. The proportion of older voters who favored Republicans grew by a third. And the proportion of white voters who also heavily favored Republicans grew by a third. Had turnout been the same in 2008 as it was in 2010, McCain would have won. The bigger problem moving forward was the long-range outlook for the economy.